switch text.
Why are you looking at you though? Okay. Okay. It's like if there's a mirror there. I know, literally. That's why, like, every time I have the mirror, I be pretending like I just don't see shit. You know what fucking time it is. Another episode of Sci-Fi Offend You, the motherfucking best podcast in the world.
Cheers to that.
I got my girl in the building with me, you know.
I'm sorry, you're what?
Your girl. My girl.
Your what?
My best friend.
Thank you.
My best friend in the building with me. Her face is very familiar for those of you who are loyal listeners and watchers, but it is the one, the motherfucking only, Susie Boyajian in the building. Y'all may know her from her clothing brand, Ave Don, the label, or her unisex line, Boyajian Label. You might have seen her on, you know, your favorite Instagrammers, what is it, red carpet, fucking Halloween costumes. They going to the club, they going to dinner, any motherfucking day, or the beach. On vacation. You need it. She got it. Okay? Family. So what's up, Susie? What you been up to this week?
What's up, guys? Well, is this one of those questions where it's like...
No, there's no right answer.
So it's... But I'm saying, like, when you... Like, do you really want to know what's been up? Or do you want to know?
We always want to know.
I'm just coming down from a mental breakdown. Like, manic episodes, super depressed. So... I'm feeling back and better, like, now, today. But last week, it was crazy. But this is just Tuesday. So, yesterday I was like, okay, I think I could be regular this week.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you're supposed to hold that back from people. And be like, hey, you know, my week was great. I had, like, you know, maybe my tire popped or some shit. But
okay, I asked.
Some of us struggle.
Some of us, yeah. How was your week?
My week was cool, whatever. You know, a lot of crazy shit. In the media, honestly. So I've been entertained all week. Like, completely. First things first, I don't even know where to actually start. It's been a lot of bullshit going on. But first things first, I want to talk about the Jehobo, whatever his name is.
Jehobo is right.
Yeah. Him and Funny Marco's interview. And then they were with, was it 808? Southside.
Mm-hmm.
808 Southside. Whatever the fuck his name is.
Miami's baby daddy.
Yeah, young Miami's baby daddy, because most people know him as that because they don't really see his face, but he's a producer, whatever. But nonetheless, these motherfuckers go on Funny Marco's podcast, take it over like some ghetto-ass hooligans, and then are disrespectful the whole time. The biggest thing that got me is, why the fuck did you not stop the show? That is, I know my podcast is called Sorry If I Offend You, y'all, but bitch, the moment I start getting too offended, I ain't gonna hold you. We're cutting the episode. You're not coming on my podcast and disrespecting me to that level as a host. I don't care what anybody says. There's basic fucking human respect and basic just, what is it called?
Decency,
goddamn home training. You're not about to come in my shit and make me feel stupid, or come in my shit and come make fun of me, or make me feel any type of way when I welcome you on to my show. And G Herpo wasn't even a guest, right?
I don't know.
Honestly. He, like, broke his way
gonna,
into
I'm not
it.
Even going to cap. I don't know if he was invited.
Or at least that was the play.
I don't know if he was invited. I don't know what. But, like, I mean, we watched it together. You know, right. Like, she came over here. We set it up because I was like, okay, let's just watch it. We watch it. It's literally astonishing. Because how you go on somebody's shit and tell them you don't even want to be on their shit? So why are you here?
He wasn't invited and then said, I don't even want to
be on your
shit.
I don't even like your show. And then threw a cup at this man's face. And it's like, honestly, what bothers me so much is, like, why didn't you stop it? I was thinking about that. Like, why didn't he stop it? Because I would have stopped it. You would have stopped it.
More so, you said you would have fought.
I would have fought. No, y'all would have had to, I would have just jumped over the chair. It would have been done when that hit me, It would have been done when that cup was thrown. That was just so disrespectful, but it really gave bully energy. And, like, what if Marco was like, I got to just sit here because if I end the show, it's on. Like I don't want to sit up here and fight these two guys. Like, he's not like that. He's not one of those dudes. So I felt like, what if it was like, let me just keep rolling to be as professional as possible so the animosity can just die down a little bit.
I think, honestly, I feel like it was just, I don't want to say like an industry setup, but I think it was a more like podcast industry. His company basically set that up. His company is the one that had him doing the interview. So he was almost forced to be in that position. And you can lose a lot of brand deals and all of that when you get physical on camera.
I would have.
Because you end up looking like the aggressor.
But watching that whole podcast literally made me, or the interview literally made me think about like, when I was a kid on the school bus and saw these two little white kids from my neighborhood getting bullied, and I just, like, didn't laugh, but I didn't do anything to stop it. Like, I just was kind of like, and it's not my problem. Like, at least I'm not getting, like, picked on, whatever. And now that I'm an adult, I never, like, I would definitely, like, interfere. But it just gives me, like, why the cameraman didn't, I don't know. I just feel like the disrespect was so loud and nobody, it's, it was just TV, silent.
Basically. Like, but that's people crazy like that type of me. Shit. Literally, these type of things, this is why we're talking about it right now. Like,
but I'm just not cut out for it. Cause
no, for real. I told you that.
I couldn't, I see, like, somebody, oh, throw just, a cup at you and me just sit there. And like,
it wouldn't have got to the cup. It wouldn't have got to the cup. It would have got cut before the cup. And it would have been, because you could take breaks within your podcast. It's just not live. But I think that maybe there was a check on the line or something. I really don't know. It had to be money involved or something for him to take that level of disrespect. But me, baby, ain't no price tag on my respect. Like, no. You're not going to throw nothing at me. You're not going to come on my show and talk shit. You're not going to try to make me look stupid. But the good part for Funny Marco is nobody thinks he looks stupid.
No, everyone, they all look that, stupid. Yeah, they look like bullies. Stupid,
but apparently it's supposed to be like a joke. They were supposed to come on and be joking and be funny, but they really came off as big-ass fucking bullies. Like, real deal, like you said, high school, middle school, like, those type of bullies that pick on kids that they know can't fight back. Mm-hmm. So they just do it to be however. G Herbo's going to prison, so hey, a win is a win. You're gone. Don't gotta worry about it.
But my thing is, he's sitting up there, he's like, how you so ugly? Like, you got all this stuff on your face. Herbo, the baby. Anything
Loomy, because bitch, your teeth are fucked.
Your teeth, I would have went, like, in. I would have been like, how?
Why is your tooth missing? Like, I can't believe that. How are you gonna talk about somebody's skin when, bitch, you need to go to the orthodontist?
Yeah, being like, yo, I know you don't have no money because your skin's fucked up. Like, I know you don't have no money because your teeth is still fucked up. How you got money and you got crooked ass teeth? Like, that's crazy. That's the first thing anyone sees when they look at your face. Secondly, baby, your eyes are kind of far apart. It looks like you could be dealing with
you're
something.
You're bow-legged.
It looks like you might have a little touch of autism. I'm sorry, but that's too much, Theo. That just came out. Yeah, I'm sorry.
A little bit of something, but I just feel like, I've never attacked or jabbed somebody about, unless it was like, oh, me talking to a guy and me being like, you broke ass.
Yeah,
bitch.
Like what?
Like something like that, or like a girl that I'm real deal into it with. Yeah, I'm gonna say that, but to tell, like, to real deal pick on somebody about money because you think you have more, it's weird to me.
No facts.
That's weird ass energy, and it's like, it's not, you act like you came from a silver spoon. If you have not come from a silver spoon, you shouldn't talk about anybody being broke because that's weird. You know what it felt like to be less than.
So
he's not even broke. So he touching money.
So the animosity. I don't know if this is what it's from, but this is what, like, the tea is.
The tea.
Do you remember when Ari was doing those videos with Funny Marco before he started doing his own interviews and they were doing the cooking stuff? And everybody was like, oh my gosh, like, he makes her laugh so much. They're so cute together. Like, he's just funny, but then it's like, everyone's like, no, they're just friends. There's that, but I think that's just, like, animosity.
I don't remember Funny Marco being on her cooking show. I know Tucson.
That's how I know Funny Marco was from him always being on her show.
I don't pay attention to her that much. Yeah. I think that's what it is.
Same, but I liked him and his dry humor. So when I saw him doing the interviews, I was like, oh my gosh, good for him. He got his little TV show. He was so funny. So I think that's where the animosity stems from, because one, everyone's like, they would be so cute together, he's so funny, whatever, whatever. And then two, like, you know, all of the drama that they have going on. That's why he was like, yo, son don't like you.
It just,
you see what I'm saying? It's like, little petty,
yeah, it's
shit.
Like,
so
petty,
it's, there's
weird.
There's,
like,
more.
You're a bitter baby daddy when she's with a whole situation.
Like, what? With someone that you couldn't even touch. My God.
With all them damn kids, you still can't touch him.
Like,
yeah, nah, they're weird as shit. It really gave, for me, the same type of level of energy as when, as far as, like, how Funny Marco accepted it and handled it, besides maybe it being for money, whatever, but he handled it so professional. It reminded me of Will Smith and Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Like, Will Smith gave bully ass energy, and Chris Rock gave, like, I gotta be professional right now because if I do the wrong thing, this could turn ugly for me too. And it turned out that, I mean, everybody felt the same way. Like, you got me fucked up. I would never let you do that. But
do you remember?
He does look like the good guy.
Do you remember that one time? Okay, this is totally just jumping subjects, but Jada saying that she don't know why Will got up there and slapped this man and called her the wife. But, like, I don't know why he's calling me his wife. He hasn't called me his wife in 2 years.
That's embarrassing.
What? It gives that same energy gave me when you fought for your homegirl in college because...
Oh, my God. Okay.
And you fought the bitch in college. And literally, they're like... She's like, what? It's like, you literally just... I had to fight all these bitches for you.
And then she was literally...
Wasn't she acting confused? Like, you just... Like, she literally didn't try to help you at all.
Are you talking about my library?
Yes.
Okay, let me paint the picture for y'all just so you know. So, basically, when I was in college, it is very similar energy. So, basically, when I was in college, I went to UCF, and there's this little college bar. Yeah, there's a little college bar called Library or whatever. Lib. RIP to that because they done with it. But I went out with all my homegirls. I don't know how else to say this, but... Like 6 or 7 white girls. Put yourself, paint a picture. And then a couple of our homeboys or whatever, very much giving white UCF type vibes or whatever. But we was lit. Cool. Boom. It was called Liquor Pitcher Wednesdays. So, basically, we were all, like, getting lit or whatever. I'm dropping it to the floor. I really don't know why because I don't even be dancing like that or whatever. But I feel a rush of goddamn liquid all over me. So I'm like, bitch, who the fuck just spilled, like, their shit all over me? What the fuck? Now I'm soaking wet. So I get up and I'm like, what the fuck? My homegirls are like, what the fuck? Like, fuck you, bitch, type shit. So now I'm trying to figure out who's the bitches. Like, why did this happen? Who's the bitches? Whatever. So my homegirl goes, oh, like, basically this bitch threw the drink. We don't know who she's talking about, but as the crowd gets broken up, it's these two, probably a mixed girl and another, like, brown-skinned girl, getting hype or whatever. So at this point, I'm like, all right, bitch, we into it. Like, or we're about to be into it. So whatever. I'm like, already on go. Like, my head's on a swivel because I'm like, okay, these bitches are going to jump at any moment. Anyways, they're going back and forth with the girl. I literally see the girl fucking walk up to hit my homegirl. And so I pop off because, bitch, you're not going to hit her first. So I pop off. We start fighting. Her homegirl jumps in. So now I'm fighting both of them, like, literally tag team, like, boop, boop, turn around, boop, boop, like, literally trying to get this shit going. A security guard breaks it up. I'm still swinging in the middle of, like, the security guard grabbing them, whatever. Keep in mind, after all that shit, I done lost my purse, everything. I look around. It's just me fighting. There's nobody fighting with me. I'm with mad bitches, and there's no one fighting with me. It's just me motherfucking fighting. And everyone's like, oh, my God, Nisa. Like, why'd you get into a fight? Like, what happened? Bitch. What do you mean what happened? Y'all bitches were literally acting like there was a problem. So I seen that the problem was about to escalate, and I thought we were all gonna take care of it, but it didn't happen like that. It was just me.
It's the confusion afterwards. Like, what?
It's a culture thing.
Yeah, I mean, no, I guess, but it's just the acting, it's just the someone having your back and then you acting like you confused.
It's the culture of, like, I don't even know, like, a friendship culture is more so what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know people from all different types of rooms that's going to fight for their friends or stick up for their friends or do anything to make sure that their friend is cool, whether they feel like the person is bigger than them, tough than them, or whatever, they're still going to do it because they're like, bitch, you're not going to be like that towards my mm-hmm. friend. It's a friendship culture, and they just didn't have that. And I'm not cool. Well, it's not that I'm not cool with them, but I don't really associate with any of them nowadays. I wish them the best. But you realize in those type of moments, who has your back or who doesn't have your back, or who appreciates you going out of your way, because I could have got arrested that night, too. The cops did come. The girls that I fought literally were outside with the cops. And I was like, I mean, what did they tell you? And the girls that fought literally told him, like, oh, it was just like a bunch of stuff going on, and like we don't even know them. It literally wasn't a problem. It just happened. So I was like, okay, honestly, I fuck with that. Like, keep in mind, I didn't have sandals or nothing. Like, it was crazy. The bartender got my bag though. I fuck with that. Like, the bartender literally hopped over, grabbed my purse, and brought it behind the bar, and then gave it to me when I was done. So I was like, all right, the bartender really then, goddamn the people I'm with. Mm-hmm. Like, why y'all didn't get my bag? And I had a big ass purse with me too. Why I brought a big purse, I don't know.
That was a like vibe back then, I think.
Was it? I don't know. I think I just wanted to bring shit. Mm-hmm. A little backup, some snacks or some shit. Some chips in my bag. Hot sauce, something.
Yeah, that's funny.
No, for real. But back to Jada. So yeah, I feel like she doesn't hold accountability. She doesn't have any type of like respectful bone in her body for her marriage, in my opinion. Because how the fuck did my husband go and embarrass himself at the Oscars? Like, keep that in mind. And I turn around and say, I don't know why he did it. What the fuck kind of wife are you?
I mean, honestly, I think her mission is to gain, like, is to capitalize off of disrespecting him. Like, you do it so well. Like, you're not stupid. You hear what the public is saying. You hear what everyone's doing. Now you're literally going on a tour to talk about your marriage. And it's like, you hear what people are saying. Like, because in some of the interviews, she repeats it, like, in quotes, like, verbatim. So it's like, you see what's going on, and you keep doing it. But you're not in any movies. You're not making no moves. You don't have any projects going on. You have Red Table Talk. That shit got fucking canceled. You fucking listen to everything that people say when they come on there, and you take little manipulative tips that you can, and then you apply that shit to real life. I see this shit fucking happening. So I dead feel like she just capitalizes off of disrespecting this man and bringing him down. And we're all like, oh my God, just shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Bro, that's what's making her money. Like, that's literally what's making her money. And we're like, don't you understand we don't like you? This bitch don't give two flying fucks if we don't like her, because, baby, she don't like herself. So.
But then that circles back to, like, it being about money, losing respect off of money. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to disrespect my husband for no amount of dollars, because I literally said, I'm going to spend the rest of my life with you. I'm not about to pretend like we're not together, but we're still married, and then have him go in public with me. You know how demasculating that is? Just even if they did have an agreement and they were, okay, we're not really together, but we're going to stay together just to have a facade. Are y'all not friends?
Girl,
I wouldn't disrespect my friend like that.
Jada don't have no respect for this man. She's literally...
She don't have respect for herself.
It almost gives me...
She's
embarrassing
herself.
No facts. And it almost gives me, like, you have this man, you have these awesome kids together, he's an A-list actor, like, it's literally Will Smith. Like, who are you? You're literally... Like, who are you, really? And it kind of weird, but it just gives me, like, you're so obsessed with Tupac that you want to, like, be him in a sense. Like, you want to embody everything that he is. I think she's gay. She gives me, from someone that used to only be with women, she's gay. Like, you're gay. You done took August and turned him into a little sissy.
He was that already.
He was that, but
he was that already.
No.
Like, light skin questionable.
He was giving light skin at one point, but he was not giving light skin, like, he could be a sex slave.
He's giving, like, he is giving, is it S&M?
S&M, yeah, yeah, he gives that. He used to give me, like, the,
he
sorry
gets
if I can't
his
breathe.
Asshole played with, for sure.
I
don't know what song that is. I ain't gonna hold you. I don't really know any.
Man, I used to be in 8th grade listening to his shit, like, oh, he's a vibe.
You said you used to be in 8th grade listening to August Alsina?
Yeah, like the, I can't wait for Shawty to... Wait, how does it go?
That is not
it's
him. Suff-
yes, it is. And even
Suffocate
though...
is not August Alsina. That's Jane Holiday.
I can't breathe when you talk...
That is Jane Holiday. Because I love that song.
Wait, so what
I
is...
I can't breathe when you talk to me.
I can't breathe when
you're touching me.
I suffocate when you're away from me. With so much love you take from me, I'm going out of my mind. Okay, that's fucking Jay Holiday.
Jay Holiday, don't play with him.
So what is August Alsina in?
I don't know. I'm telling you, like, I do not know. I don't know.
So where is
a song? But I maybe
Jay
if
Holiday.
Jay Holiday is gone too. Jay Holiday.
Oh my God! Not
life,
I thought they were.
Listen,
I literally put their career spans
completely different.
No, but I put them as the same person, like Romeo and Bow Wow back in the day.
I think Jay Holiday has more
songs than like more hits.
I don't even know who August is. I thought August was Jay. Girl, I thought Jada was fucking Jay Holiday.
I really don't have a song for you.
I thought Jada was fucking the dude that sung Suffocate.
No, he's grown. Jay Holiday is not August, as old as August. I don't know, actually.
But, like,
I honestly feel like I need to figure out what song, like, August Alsina has.
But, no, she just gives me, like, she just gives me lesbian.
He doesn't even come up unless I'm spelling August wrong. But he doesn't even come up.
I think I've said a lot of things in this podcast that could definitely cancel me.
It's okay. I mean, who really cares? All right, let me tell you the damn... I don't know any of these songs. These are the top songs, right? Do You Mind? What song is that? Do You Mind? I don't... I think that's the DJ Khaled, so we gotta know that song. I just don't know. I Don't Get Tired. When is he... He was on that remix. I don't get tired. That's a Kevin Gates song. I don't know the rest of the lyrics. I just know that is the beat of the chorus, for sure. I don't know. He has a song called Porn Star, No Love, with Nicki Minaj.
I just don't. I do remember one time, though, August came to Gainesville, I'm not lying, and he got on security's shoulders.
Yeah, that's gay.
Like, he was... He was literally on the on the shoulders of the security guard walking through the audience.
It's really crazy that I'm scrolling and I still don't know a song for real. Or, like, at least I can't remember his verse on a song. Anyways, irrelevant. But, yes. Who she was fucking with.
Yeah, I thought that was...
That was embarrassing for her husband. Heidi said you in an entanglement. So, you're basically telling everybody you got a fuck buddy. I don't know how many things Jada can do to Will that I just am like, at this point, I don't respect him.
Oh, no. No, literally, somebody was doing a smash or pass, and they're like, would you smash Will Smith? And they're like, honestly, no. Like, I need a man that's going to stand up for himself. Like, you going to sit up here and let me just cheat on you and do all this shit and still, and like, emasculate you and talk down on you and tell our business and whatever? Like, fuck out of here. Like,
what can he do is get a divorce, but I'd be right there getting them papers.
Baby, let me tell you something. You're Will Smith. Okay, Will, listen. This is a message to you, okay? Listen to me right
now. Just in case you like curly-haired blonde girls.
I'm happily taken. not for me. You couldn't pay me to leave my man. Hey, man, just saying that.
Just in case you're watching
this. Just in case you're listening. Like, you couldn't. Like, not letting up off my man. But, Will, if you're listening, you like 50-something... Prime time, baby. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could really get you a cute 20-something, 30 if you're trying to be respectable, if you're trying to have some, like, good conversations for real, and, like, not feel like, you know? But you could still fuck with a nice little 20-something-year-old who is going to literally just want to lick every part of you, like, and make you feel like the man. And if it's not a girl that you want, there's lots of men that would do it, too. And if it's not a man that you want, there's somebody that can do both.
Will does give me that he likes threesomes with men.
He can give me threesomes, you know, and you can afford that. Yeah, so, I mean, I know some guys out here that will give you a threesome. I do.
We know a couple guys.
A couple of them. And they, you know what I'm saying? That might do it for you.
I don't know what floats your boat, but I feel like she got...
She don't do it. Like, she's not doing it.
Something over him. Like, a deep, dark secret he doesn't want anybody to know. So he's like, fuck it, I'm playing my role. Because nothing else explains.
Well, the video where he said only a man knows what a man needs, that was all I ever needed to hear.
Yeah, but you think that I feel like Will Smith would come out and say that he's like full on gay. I just feel like
he could. Would do that. It's like, I don't see why you couldn't, but I feel like they both are just, we can just call it fluid, I guess. I don't know what you would really call it, but I just feel like y'all just don't need to be together. I've never felt like someone does not need to be together the way that I feel like they don't. I've never wanted someone to break up the way that I want them to break up.
I just feel like at this point, the whole relationship's embarrassing. It's getting very toxic. It's just not like I feel like we all grew up, I know I did and I know you did. We grew up on watching their love and being like, oh my god, that's something that you
couldn't
want.
Pay me but to say I want some Will and Jada love. Never.
Ever since the August shit, you couldn't pay me for that. Bitch, you got me fucked up.
Nah.
No. One, I don't want my man to be okay with that, because if I start doing that to you...
So if you're picking, if you're picking a celebrity relationship, because all of them are fucked up. Like, all of the ones that we've idolized, that's why I don't idolize any Instagram relationships. I don't idolize anybody else shit, because just water your own shit, literally, because everybody has their own shit.
I think fictitious relationships we can aspire for.
I saw this, okay, this is, we're not talking about this, but I did see this on a TikTok, right? Just random. But this girl was like, I really think that everything that we have thought relationships are supposed to be is literally just fairy tales. But honestly, it's just women putting up with shit. That's how they keep husbands for all of these years. Because anytime you talk to a woman who's literally in her 80s or whatever and she's married, like, she loves her man, but she had to put up with some shit. Not saying, like, the cheating or whatever, but just...
There's a number of things people can do that are fucked up.
It's just women having to put up with men's shit, no matter what it is. And so there really is no such thing as, like, shit's hard, you find your fairy tale man, and then you're just good together. So then you think about all the relationships that you idolized when you was a kid, and you grew up, and you're like, damn, that was crazy. Like, fucking Johnny Depp and Winona Ryder, or, Angelina and Brad, they used to be so cute. Yeah. He fucking cheated on her and left her. No, not Angelina. Brad and Jen left her for Angelina Jolie. You think Angelina Jolie and him are so cute. They have all these fucking kids. And then you realize that he fucking left her with all these kids and is a fucking narcissist. And she literally hates him. It's crazy.
She keeps that shit quiet.
She keeps it quiet and classy. But it's very...
But that's the thing. She keeps it quiet and classy. So people are still like, okay, Angelina. I feel like... People look at Jada Pinkett, like, people used to think Jada Pinkett was fine. Do you think that they...
She ain't, you can't.
She's not. Like, she has an ugly, you see her ugly personality, so it just kind of makes her just look not attractive, and I feel like people are, like, stepping back from that. Mm-hmm. You don't get that with women who respect their relationships or even respect themselves to keep their business to themselves. Because if you respect yourself, you keep your business to your motherfucking self.
To yourself.
Why are you telling everybody the fucked up shit you got going on? No. You want to make sure that not everybody is in your business, because not everybody needs to be in your business. You tell people what you want them to know. And the fact that she wants people to know this embarrassing things about her, not about her husband,
even like ugly things about her. It's about her husband. It's like you are on this smear campaign.
Like, what the fuck did he do to you?
And he's just not saying nothing.
Oh, so you doing the bend. Like, imagine, maybe that is what drug her to this level.
No, she ain't never liked that man.
Yeah, I know. She literally said that she seen him and brushed him off because they told her she didn't get the part or she wasn't going to, something like that. So she was like, okay, I don't need to talk to him. Who do you think you are?
She just gives me
like Fresh Prince wasn't that shit at that time.
And bro, and I just, this is a message for Jada, like, my girl, if Tupac was here right now, I guarantee you,
he would not be with you.
Not only would he not be with you, but y'all probably would be very long distance friends to where y'all not even texting. So you can let that go. Like, she's able to hold on to this whole idea and romanticize it, because this nigga's not here to really say what it was. Like, you're weird, bro.
Do you know literally what it reminded me of? Remember the Aaron Hernandez story where his best friend or whatever from high school said that they were doing gay shit together?
Oh, yeah.
Like, why would you say that? He's not here to speak his piece.
You think that was true?
Or speak his side of the story, so what, are we just believing it?
Do you think that was true? Because I'm not going to lie to you. The amount of guys that I actually know out here that are gay, do you think it was true?
I mean, yeah, I think it was true, because what other grown man is going to come out and say, like, we be fucking... That isn't openly gay. That's a big risk. I mean, how much money you thought you were going to get for that one? Because, like, kind of so. And not really so. It was kind of entertaining to see. But it was also, like, honestly, if y'all were or y'all weren't, if you kept it a secret while this person was alive, why would you tell that secret when they passed? Same thing, like, I feel like with Tupac. Were they... I don't know, because I wasn't alive but I was a baby at that time. But were they photographed together like a couple, or were they photographed together like friends? So if everybody thought that they were friends, why are you going to go and say that y'all were in a relationship now, years later, out of nowhere, when, like, honestly, no one asked you that. Mm-hmm. She telling us shit no one asked. We don't want to know. So it's weird. But that's like... Honestly,
I grew up around a lot of ghetto people, y'all. I'm sorry for that. But I remember going to a funeral and there being the baby mama and then three other side chicks that all thought that they were the girlfriend there and causing drama. Who does that? If y'all were fine being side bitches and it being whatever, I have some respect for yourself and the situation.
I couldn't imagine. I'd be like, you know, she thought, girl, you know you wasn't a girlfriend.
Right, and didn't they debunk it?
Yeah, someone debunked it and was like, that's definitely not a fact. But, like, how embarrassing.
That's even more embarrassing if people were debunking it because it's like.
I'm embarrassed for her kids.
Oh my God! I honestly forgot about them, but they're grown.
Yeah, but I'm still embarrassing your
fucking kids at this big age for them. Embarrassing the whole relationship, and it's just like that shit is weird as fuck. I don't know how that comes about because I don't know how the fuck y'all get to that point where that shit is okay. I am so ready to talk about this last little interview that I can't get over is, well, there's been a few now, but what Jason Lee and Blueface and Jaden.
Okay, one more thing I want to say after you say that. You want me to say what I want to say?
Oh my God, just say what you want to say.
Oh my gosh, Sexy Red being fucking pregnant.
That is random,
bro.
I thought she was still with her baby daddy.
So, girl, I know this is going to sound stupid, and this is false. I'm sure this is false, guys. If it's not...
Rumors,
she's going to debunk it, because there's no way. Not everyone's saying it's by Drake. That has to be a lie. It's a lie. That's the dumb... I should have even said that.
Girl, honestly...
But, I mean...
I don't know, honestly.
Bro.
He doesn't have a type.
He doesn't.
I feel like his whole vibe that he's going for right now, maybe he would. I personally, I'm not gonna say it.
Neither one of them are my type. I ain't gonna.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, if I was, she wouldn't be somebody I'd be like, oh my God, first one. If I was gay. If I liked girls. I don't know if I would.
If I liked girls. my celebrity crush would be...
No one asked you that.
Oh, okay.
She's like, wait, look, now you might as well finish.
If we're doing rappers...
Just in general.
Lotto.
She is pretty as fuck. Mm-hmm. Like, and the BBL is BBLing how it's supposed to. Like,
it's giving.
Yeah, no, she's pretty as fuck, for sure. Yeah, but like something like that. Because she still gives... Right, but she's not a rapper.
No, but I just wanted to put that out there.
Lotto gives the same type of, like, hood. But just...
Yeah, no.
It's different, actually. There's different levels. I feel like Sexy Red gives ghetto. Lotto gives, like, hood ghetto. Like, hood Barbie.
Yeah, but they both ghetto.
But it's just different levels of it. Because you know Ratchet. It's the tattoos on the face. I think it's ghetto and Ratchet.
It's the tattoos on the face. But I fuck with the music, though. Both of them.
No, I fuck with the music. They definitely both deserve to be famous and, you know, successful at their craft. It's just, I'm going to call a spade. And
same.
Yeah. But, yeah, Drake either.
Oh, no, definitely.
Like, what? And that's a no right now.
I mean, I'm not going to hold you out of, like, Drake and 21 Savage.
Drake. 21?
What? No. Yes!
21?
21. Can you do something for me?
I guess.
21 for
he
sure.
He just gives, I don't know, he just
Drake is giving
like half a person.
Like.
In the like TikTok.
Yeah. They be vibing. That's
Cassie
what.
Bitch,
yeah. Yeah, that's what Drake is giving. And 21 gives me 21.
21 just gives you never question him doing no punk shit. Mm-hmm. So you're never really embarrassed because you know if it gets to that point.
Drake gives me kissy faces when he does selfies. I would die. Could you imagine if my man gave a kissy face? I mean, he has, but it's him giving me like a kissy face. It's not him taking a picture, smacking his lips. Like, you have lip filler. I would die. I'd be like, what's wrong?
Are you okay? What happened?
Bro.
To you?
No, to you. Could you imagine if you got a picture, if you got a selfie like this?
And I'd be like, oh,
I would.
You got to think about, you have to literally rethink. What are we doing?
Your man shouldn't be sending you selfies every day of himself with his lips puckered out.
Ever. Unless it's a joke.
Unless it's a joke. Or unless he's just giving you a kiss. If it's a joke, then okay,
let him
face.
Be funny. But like, or yeah, like, he's like, I don't know, like.
Yeah, like, love you, babe. Like, that's cute. But if it's, like, if it's him trying to pose in the camera for the selfie, he wants to be the princess in the relationship. So you let that go. Little PSA.
We're getting off topic here. But back to what I was trying to bring up. It's either the beginning or featuring. But it's either one of them every time. I'm not playing feature with anybody at all. That shit is fucking dead. I don't know what type of, like, extra shit that is, but I've never been in that in love like that. Mm-mm. I feel like that's love that you don't know anything else and you don't want to know anything else. I feel like they probably, and I'm speaking on Jaden and Blueface at this time, I feel like they've been through probably more than we can even think of. I am like, bitch, there is other dick in the world. Just try it. Like, I don't get it.
She just gives, I don't feel bad for her. Like, I don't know. I just feel like you made your bed, now lie down in it. You're going to have this shit for the rest of your life. You're going to be married to this nigga, and you're excited to be married to him. So good for you.
No, they're both bad people.
They're both bad. Now, Krishan, she give me slow. Krishan gives me slow, and I just feel, I just feel like, poor baby. She done got sucked into it, but hopefully her having this kid makes her be like, all right, whatever. But something makes me feel like she gonna be still knocking on that door after that wedding.
It's the tattoos.
I would never.
A face on my neck?
Multiple times.
No. The whole shit is goofy. But I honestly feel like if I'm being real about it, I feel like they're not great people, whatever. They deserve each other. Mm-hmm. So, them being engaged makes sense.
Mm-hmm. No facts.
Because they deserve each other, cool, whatever. But sometimes I feel like some people, like, are in love from a very young age and don't know anything else, that they just can't let go because they don't want to. Like, they feel like, no, it's not going to get better anywhere else. And they're just so enwrapped in somebody. It's different when you first fall in love than when you have been in love. You treat it differently.
No facts, but also
because you're like, I could get this feeling back, but you may not want to.
But when you're just so, like, overly infatuated with somebody, I don't care. Like, the idea of all of the stuff that they have just gone through, it just is so crazy to me that I just don't even see the appeal in it. And I personally feel like
it's not an aspiring relationship.
It's not an aspiring relationship at all. But I mean, like, for him. Like, this man done went and had a whole entire TV show to try to find a new bitch. Like, has fucked with multiple people. You've heard all of these bitches.
That wasn't what that TV show was.
Yes, that was.
The Blue Girls Club? That was like Bad Girls Club, but just in his house.
He was fucking with them.
I'm sure he was because he's a hoe, but I don't think that's what the show was about. No. I didn't watch it.
No, literally, I thought it was bitches in the house and him fucking with them.
No, I think it was like Bad Girls Club. How they just have girls live in the house and watch them interact with each other, and they'll probably like act out.
All the fights that I saw that happened over bitches fucking with him. So that's just what I thought it was about.
I don't know.
But in my mind, there's still videos of bitches fighting over you. Like, isn't that how Krishan got her tooth knocked out from this bitch? Over, like, it's just too much to where it's just, like, ew. Like, there's just no hope for it. And it just gives, he knows that there's no hope. And he knows how unappealing he is. That it's like, let me go ahead and just marry this girl now. That's really what it gives to me. Like, I don't feel like bitches are falling at their feet to fuck with him no more. Like, you have shown, like, I don't know. I could be wrong. Because bitches will fuck anything.
Yeah, bitches will fuck anything that'll cheat. But, personally, I don't know what's worse, because I don't know if I would be able to take somebody back after they're fucking with somebody who I pulled up on and she fell and broke her tooth and likes to not wear her tooth in. Or if the bitch that made me knock my fucking tooth out, so now I have to be comfortable without it or pop something in it so I feel back normal, you back and forth with me with. I need to be chosen. Like, you got me fucked up. This bitch is gonna be dead to you.
No, facts.
For me to fuck with you. So, I don't know what's worse. Because either way, it's like, why would you do that?
I don't know. What is the hype around this skinny man?
It's only one reason, I think. But I don't...
It's Krishan. I'm not even going to get into it.
That's just not... It's a lot of bullshit, and it's a lot of weird shit going on. But I just couldn't sit through an interview where my man talks about how he's fucking with bitches on multiple different platforms and then basically reiterating their fights and shit that they've gone through because people are asking those questions. Like, that's embarrassing. You're not about to sit up here and tell them how I caught somebody giving you head and then took you back and then got in a fight and did all this, and I was pregnant at the same time that you were out in the public, like, being weird as shit, and now shit's back to normal. Like, God damn. Is there something we don't know? I feel like I'm way too into their business.
No, we literally have a group. I mean, though, it's us having It's us having a whole group chat, and
we have a whole dedicated group chat for
to
that.
Their shit.
Oh, my God.
Because it makes no sense. There are generations, Bobby and Whitney, for sure.
For which one, though?
What you mean?
Is it Krishan and Blueface or Bobby and Whitney?
Krishan and Blueface.
Okay, I was just... Now he's with the other girl, so...
He'll be back with Krishan. And she... Right when it's she started popping, he's gonna
the
be
baby's
like,
a victim of it, though.
It's crazy.
Like, that... The babies. Because he has two kids with one and one with the other. That's gonna suck because later on in life, I don't know, like, when they're adults, whatever, hopefully I'm gonna be here. Probably ain't gonna care about it. But... They're going to know that that type of drama was out in the public because it's everywhere in the media.
No, facts.
That's embarrassing. I mean, people might not remember, but I feel like this generation is the people who are going to be adults then, so they'll remember.
Mm-hmm. It's just all embarrassing. Like, I would just hate to be even a part of that circus. Like, that's crazy. So, hopefully she removes herself because it's just, it's crazy.
Listen, the lesson Same with of the day.
Jada and Will, like, remove yes. yourself. Like, it's crazy.
The lesson of the day is keep your business to your motherfucking self. That's it. And that was another episode of Sorry If I Offend You. You know, say what you want to say.
Thanks for having me on your podcast. I've been trying to get on this bitch for months, but she's been booked
She's
out.
She's a liar. She...
I literally had to ask, like, can we do a pod?
Did.
Exactly.
You did ask.
Exactly. So thanks for having me on the pod. Appreciate it. Our girl gossip be real juicy in real life. So, like.
So if you want to hear Susie again, you know, let me know.
Let her know, guys.
Let me know, and I'm gonna bring Susie back.
You know what I'm saying? But it's a special hair, it's a special guys. It's a special feature. So y'all gotta really let her know because she won't be liking to have me on here.
It's not that.
Okay. Cheers to you, though. I'm really proud of you.
Cheers.
We're about to go downtown and get litty.
We're about to get dumb litty.
And not really dumb lit.
Just a little bit. We're going to get a little tipsy and then come back home and go to sleep. Mm-hmm. But you know where to find me. Sorry If I Offend You. 2 U's on Instagram. Everywhere else, just 1 U. Check us out on YouTube. Follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, motherfucking anything that you are on except for Tinder. You can follow us on. So check us out and check Susie out at You Gotta Spell Your Name for me.
S-U-Z-I-E, Susie, Boyajian, B-O-Y-A-J-I-A-N. And Ave Don Label, just look up my regular first name and then
everything else. comes with it.
It's there.
It's a bundle
deal. I'm kind of booked up right now, though. You know what I'm saying? So it's
But you know, future, you got to get on the waiting list to get a design with Susie. You know, if you want some exclusive shit, you know where to go.
Period.
Cheers.